The general strike in France appears to be winding down. It went on for 6 weeks, the longest strike in French history, and it disrupted daily life with transportation systems halted. But not everyone is calling it quits. Workers at a power plant outside of Paris shut off the electricity. Thousands of people lost power. It also affected Paris's Orly Airport and Rungis, the world's largest wholesale food market. Reporter Anita Elash tells me that a labor union is orchestrating these rogue strikes.
The CGT is the largest labor union in France. They represent mostly public sector workers, and they are also a far-left, quite militant union led by an ex-communist with a very ostentatious handlebar mustache. And his name is Philippe Martinez.
So what is the reasoning behind the CGT for this action, the General Confederation of Labor?
Philippe Martinez has been out talking to people about this, and here's some of what he's been telling them.
Pour l'égalité, car on n'a pas à prendre des droits à ceux qui en ont.
And what's he saying?
Well, what he's saying is that it's a fight for social justice, it's a fight for equality, and that it's not about taking power from people who already have it, but that it's about giving power to people who don't have any at all. So as far as they're concerned, this is a question that's bigger even than pension reform. They're very much concerned that the president is taking what they see as an Anglo-Saxon view of the world, that Emmanuel Macron seems to be very sort of liberal politician. He is a former banker. And as far as the CGT and many people in France are concerned, he takes a very American view of the world.
So what then would be kind of the French vision, a system that would kind of conform more to what the French want?
The idea that everybody stands up for each other, they're concerned that Macron is trying to implement a system that would see everybody have to look after themselves. And that would mean down the road that their pension system would no longer exist. They're really worried that what Macron has in mind is a pension system similar to the system in the United States, where everybody basically has to fend for themselves.
Well, the six-week strike did manage to get some concessions out of the French government.
Yeah, I mean, the major concession really was that the government backed down on its threat, I guess, to increase the pension age from 62, or the legal age of retirement from 62 to 64. So for the time being, they've said they're not going to do that right away, that they'll do it progressively, and they'll try and introduce some kind of a change in a couple of years down the road.
Does it suggest the CGT is as powerful and influential as it's long been?
The CGT does have a lot of influence. You know, it's interesting that the French are not very heavily unionized. It's hard to believe, but the rate of union membership in France is one of the lowest in any developed country. But as you can see, unions like the CGT have a huge amount of influence. They've just shut down the country for 6 weeks. And, you know, and there's also really a history of this kind of thing. For years, French unions would take the boss hostage.
Right.
If they were having problems. And that was, I mean, technically, it's illegal to kidnap somebody in France. You can go to jail for a long time. But it wasn't until 2014 that any union members were actually charged with a criminal offense and sent to prison for kidnapping the boss.
There are the Yellow Vest protesters. How much crossover has there been between their movement and the general strike?
The Yellow Vest protesters have been at the general strike, but that has not really been the focus. In the last few days, though, there's a sense that the Yellow Vest protests are again picking up steam and maybe in some way picking up where the transportation unions are leaving off.
We will leave it there. Reporter Anita Elash in Paris, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Marco. It's good to talk to you.